Of the five budgets guiding Anchorage's revenues and expenditures, the one traditionally receiving the most attention is the General Government Operating Budget. That's not surprising. It's the biggest. Despite the hefty total, Mayor Bagage sees this year's proposed amount as a financial victory.
$435 million is the city's end of the budget, and that is our operating budget, less than 1% increase over last year, which we think, with a lot of budget discipline, a lot of focus on direct services, we've been able to control this budget.
That 1% is about $7 million more than last year. But it's also nearly $5 million less than originally approved in the continuation budget passed last November. It's the smallest budget increase since Bagage became mayor in 2003. According to the mayor, the city benefited from various cost savings, such as from a new health benefits package that increases only 0.5% next year. 3 years ago, health care costs rose by over 10% annually. A major feature of the proposed budget is the hiring of 13 more police officers at approximately $1 million. Over the last 6 years, the administration and assembly have added 73 new officers. Last year, police and fire department overtime became something of a budget battlefield between the administration and assembly, as did the funding of long-standing city vacancies. The mayor says those problems have been reduced.
Our police overtime, we're continuing to ratchet that down. I think we still have some more room there to work. Same thing with our fire department, but we've done better this year, I think, than last year. The vacancy factor is always a challenge in the sense that it is still hard for us to recruit certain people for jobs because we cannot compete against the private sector anymore. They are paying a lot more in certain areas.
L.V. Gray Jackson, who chairs the Assembly's Budget Committee, worked with the administration on the proposed budget. She says the operating budget absorbs some unanticipated cost increases.
We knew that we had a $1.3 million issue because of the fuel increases, but we were able to look through all the budgets and find a way to cover that expense without reducing services.
The budget calls for state revenue sharing to go toward property tax relief. The administration estimates that amount at $15.5 million. Even so, property owners would likely see an increase in their taxes. Gray Jackson thinks the upcoming budget discussion will be calmer than last year.
The city now produces a biennial budget. So last November, in reality, the assembly already approved the 2009 budget. So I kind of look at this process sort of like first quarter budget revisions, where there are changes that are made, tweaking, and the like. But I expect that we're going to have a pretty smooth process.
L.V. Gray is saying, look, this is a good one. We've got consensus already. Well, we haven't even begun to ask questions of these department heads yet, and I don't know that we'll be given the chance.
Bill Starr was last year's budget committee chair, the position now occupied by Gray Jackson. Starr says his approach as chair was to limit overall amounts after asking each department head to justify their budgets. This time, the conservative Eagle River representative plans on a narrower tack.
I think this year I'm going to probably only be able to be equipped to look at philosophical choices as to where we're spending the money and be more traditional in that route, saying, if we're funding this, why is government in this? I disagree. This should be cut.
The Anchorage Assembly begins its budget work sessions next Friday, October 10th. The city's budget is separate from the Anchorage school districts. The latter goes before the Assembly early next year. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.